Welcome to the Freedom Report, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, freedom, and family. But I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I grew up on a farm in a small town called Peculiar, Missouri. Then one day, I decided to move to New York City. When Ron Paul ran for president, I volunteered to help. Things got kind of crazy after that, and I ended up in Washington, D.C. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the Republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website dedicated to advancing the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea that I care the most about...
freedom!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast, brought to you by the Libertarian Republic.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Thursday, November the 12th, and we are going to be talking a little bit today about taxes. Specifically, a story that I found on CNBC this morning, and I would like to discuss with you, saying the rich do not pay the most taxes. No. The rich people don't pay the most taxes. They pay all the taxes. Listen to this. Buried inside a Congressional Budget Office report this week was this nugget when it comes to individual income taxes. The top 40% of wage earners in America pay 106% of the taxes. The bottom 40% pay negative 9%. Let me read that back to you. The top 40% of wage earners in the United States pay 106% of the taxes. The bottom 40% pay negative 9%. So one group is paying more than 100% of individual income taxes, and the other part is paying less than zero. So how does this work, right? So how can somebody pay negative income taxes? Well, the CBO, their formula is basically offsetting whatever taxes are paid with refundable tax credits. So some of these are due to what they call government transfers of money back to the taxpayer in the form of Social Security and food stamps. Now, Social Security is obviously something that you pay into, so it's more like a redistribution of wealth back to yourself. However, the food stamps are not. So if you think about this, what's basically happening here is that we do have a total redistribution of wealth in this country. And the rich people aren't just paying their own taxes here. They're paying everybody's taxes plus tip. So it's not to say that, like, the rich are going broke here. This is what CNBC has to come back with, of course, to make sure that, you know, people don't get too angry. But according to the CBO, the wealthiest 1% of Americans saw before-tax income grow more than 16% from 2009 to 2010. And so what they're saying here, it's okay that they pay more in taxes because their income grew 16%. From 2009 to 2010. Oh, okay, I see. So it's okay that everybody else is tax mooching off of these rich people. It's okay because they're rich people and they're making more money anyway. So listen to this. For most income groups, average federal tax rates in 2010 were near the lowest rates from 1979 to 2010. So for most income groups, most people, their average federal tax rates were pretty low. But listen to this, for households in the top 1%, their average federal tax rate in 2010 was significantly above its low in the mid-1980s. So the rich people are paying higher taxes than ever, while most income groups are paying about average in federal taxes. And this is not getting better. CNBC is admitting this. The CBO said that since 2010, new taxes have been added, which will raise rates for everyone, with the biggest increase hitting the 1%ers. They could end up with their highest federal tax rate since 1997 this year. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot tax the rich man and expect that you are not going to pay for it someday. Let me just tell you something right now. The rich don't really have to pay the taxes because all they're really going to do is raise the cost of goods and services to the rest of us, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another question that I had to throw out there, and we just posted this over at the Libertarian Republic's Facebook page. I'd like to invite you to go ahead and log on and debate. But if cigarette taxes are meant to discourage smoking, then what are income taxes supposed to discourage? Think about it. Go on, log on, go to libertarianrepublic.com. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. This is the Freedom Report. We're going to be restarting this podcast along with a new video cast in January when we come back from vacation. I just booked my trip back home to Missouri. I'm from a small farm town called Peculiar. I'm going to be heading back there where the odds are with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for listening. I'm Austin Peterson. Don't forget, visit PuffWealth.com. Adam Puff is my benefactor. He pays me so that I can sit here and make awesome videos, podcasts, and spread liberty to all of you people. So please go to PuffWealth.com. Give him a little bit of traffic, a little bit of love. If you need somebody to manage your money, he's definitely the guy to do it. Have a great day. Happy holidays, and Merry Christmas.